So I'm not sure how many of you folks have been through this exercise before. This used to be kind of what Ontolog did when it got started. We'd get together on a weekly basis and had a bunch of activities that we were either launching or trying to launch, and we basically review those activities and kind of update people on status and organize. As of late, one of those activities, specifically those involving invited speakers, had gotten so active that that ended up taking up most of the regular Thursday slots, and we were finding it was harder and harder and harder to even squeak these organizing meetings in. I can't even remember the last time I attended one, so it has been a while. But that's essentially the purpose here. So it's pretty much open discussion. We've got an agenda that Peter has put together based on the one that we've used in the past. There are also some notes that he sent out dealing with some more details on the specific agenda topics. So I'm going to be working between the two of those. Pretty much open discussion. Anybody wants to jump in, feel free to do it. What we're often looking for here is ideas on how to proceed and that type of thing. So at this stage, I'm looking at our agenda. Looks like we've gotten through item 3, roll call of participants. And let's get into the agenda, the introduction portion of it. So I'll go ahead and start it off. I'm an independent consultant here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I've done a lot of work in the area of XML, language development, formalization, and that got me into the area of semantics. I actually helped launch a corporate ontology project inside Cisco once upon a time, and hence my interest in this subject. Who wants to jump in next?
Okay, let's follow the list under the attendee list. So
Peter?
I'm next. Yeah, Peter Yim. I'm along with Kurt Conrad and Leo Oberst. I'm one of the co-conveners of the Ontolog Forum, which started back in year 2002. I actually have a day job. And I work for CIM3, which is an ISP that hosts distributed collaboration. Ontolog's collaborative work environment actually is a good showcase example that I'm proud to show around.
And that, okay. Doug?
I guess I'm next. I'm Doug Holmes. I'm in Ventura, California. A little bit like Kurt, kind of a consultant. I have a small company with another partner. We support advanced R&D type projects related to the semantic web primarily. I've been involved in artificial intelligence since 1985 when I worked on a DARPA program called the Pilots Associate, and I got bitten by the bug, and I've been doing that sort of stuff ever since.
Thank you. Ken?
Hi, I'm Ken Bitlovsky. I'm a professor of computer science at Northeastern University. My research area is ontology-based computing, and been working in that, well, since long before the semantic web actually existed. And I've published lots of papers in the area, supervised theses, run research projects. A lot of my projects these days involve health sciences via NIH grants, and very interested in right now the OOR initiative.
Okay. Hey, thank you. And Mike?
Hi, I'm Mike Bennett. I'm an independent consultant based over in London, England. So I'm the other side of the pond from everyone else. Right, so yeah, I work in the financial sector, and I've been working on doing ontology for things for the last couple of years, and I've just been working on a project for the Enterprise Data Management Council, which is a financial semantics repository with terms and definitions for everything to do with financial instruments. And I've just completed the first draft of that, which is starting to get some internal and expert review, including hopefully among among yourselves if anybody's interested. So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, thank you. And Michelle, thank you for joining. Would you mind giving us a short introduction?
All right. Michelle Raymond. I wear many hats. My paid job is as principal research scientist with Honeywell. And in that area, I've been doing a lot with ontologies and moving things toward where they're going to be using ontology technologies. Two areas within industry that in the last couple of days we've had some meetings that are really important toward the focus. One is in the area of life safety, personal protection, emergency management. There's going to be a bunch of work going on, starting with the taxonomies that exist and extending further to starting to look at the merging of ontologies between different organizations. Also the toolkits for decision-making, the types of software support that allow for collaboration across an ad hoc manner during events. Those are all things that have been discussed within industry. A part of the industry group is an organization that we're working with, NIST, and maybe working with the NEAM infrastructure for exchange and an exchange model. And in that area, we're looking at being able to enhance the support of the underlying ontology that currently exists, extend it, and then be able to add tools on top of that that would allow visualization during events, emergency events again, and be able to do things even such as detect where resources are, and then decision support based on what they know about the world view at that time. Other hats I've worn and some I continue to wear work with OASIS on emergency management and the Open Building Information Exchange standards. I've worked with the Ontolog group and worked with starting charter member of the Building Service Performance Group, and we're looking to tie that work together. And then finally, basically, background in mathematics, computer science, and a lot of training in human factors on the job, and just a general interest that I've been growing in the areas of knowledge work and knowledge services. So pulling that all together.
Okay.
Oh, and a program.
Okay. I'd like to make one more pass around, and this time think in terms of what your expectations are for this meeting. See kind of what you've got in your mind. I'll go ahead and kick it off. For me, it's really getting back
to... Kurt, can I interrupt and maybe make one process suggestion?
Sure.
We have a chat board, a chat room. If you scroll on the agenda page, right below discussion and Q&A, so this is like below the shared screen support. Actually, we don't have slides, so we won't be using shared screen support, but there's a chat board which I hope everyone can sign into. So far, only Doug Holmes and I are on that. If you click on that link, that starts with webconf.soaphub.org and ends in 208-08-21. That would get you in there. If you have been there before, your name will show up properly. If you haven't, then you'll be signing in as anonymous. But if you click on settings and change anonymous to your name in WikiWord format, that would help tremendously. One, I'm taking notes, although I would suggest that if you have anything serious to say, that you try to recap it on this chat page, so that I'll move all that content over, edit it a little, and move the content over to the session page after I'm done. So we will get all your inputs firsthand and not secondhand.
Okay.
Sorry, Kurt. So that also goes for your expectations. I mean, if you want that to be properly captured as well.
Okay. So moving on, I'd say for me the I'd like to kind of get back in touch with where the community's at. Like I said, we really haven't been through one of these exercises in quite a while. And I'm looking at Peter's notes. There's sure a lot of stuff going on, and kind of just get briefed and make sure it's moving forward smartly. With that, Peter, your thoughts?
I share the same thought. I mean, it has been quite a while since we have done a sort of planning exercise. I'm quite confident we are going in the right directions and going with what people are looking for, but every now and then we have to sort of do a reality check, and this is the kind of time that we really need to set aside some time and to look at, I mean, whether we are still relevant, whether we're going in the right directions, and with that discussion shape up, I mean, what we can do within the next two quarters or and beyond.
Okay. Doug?
Pardon me. So are we typing this in or are we just talking?
Just talking, and if you want that properly captured, then type it in maybe afterwards.
Okay, good, because my expectations are a little vague. I'm hoping to hear some discussion that will result in some sort of a concrete project that we work on in the coming year and have some definite results that we use to indicate the value of ontologies or something like that. And secondly, uh-huh. I think it's probably a good time to think about the next Ontolog Summit and figure out what the subject of that is and maybe even where it's going to be if NIST isn't going to help us out. It's a good lead time for that.
The next
and
one,
third, I'm interested in the OR and what's happening there. That's it.
And the next what you were talking about, I missed that.
The last thing was what's the status of OOR, and maybe that's the project that I was talking about.
Okay, I thought you mentioned before OOR there was something.
Oh, the next Ontolog Summit.
Ontolog Summit. Okay, thank you.
Ontology Summit. Actually, Ontolog a party to sort of the annual Ontology Summit that we have been doing for 3 years already. And
right, it's
number
getting
four,
to be kind of a tradition and a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And thanks for everyone who had supported that initiative.
Kim?
Yes, sir. So being an academic, of course, my emphasis is on research opportunities for looking for research projects for my students. So far, the Ontolog Forum and Ontology Summit have actually been quite fruitful sources for this purpose, and I'm looking for more of that in the future. The OOR seems particularly relevant, and I incorporated it into my most recent proposal, and hope to have future proposals and projects in the future.
Okay, thank you. Mike.
Hi. I mean, basically, I was just delighted to find this place. I don't think how many burning things that I feel we ought to be doing that we're not or anything. I guess one thread that's worth always having on and going on in the background is what's happening in the standards world and, you know, keeping a watching brief on that. Otherwise, I like the ideas people have been saying about putting stuff together. But other than that, I'm happy.
Mike, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if we just dropped you or you stopped. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Michelle?
I would say first that the direction and the value of what I've seen in the last couple of years, where I started with just small interactions to a larger role and more interactions, is absolutely excellent. I really think that in general we're heading in a very good direction and have a wonderful community. And I think that we really need to focus on keeping that community and the work within it open. However, I think that as we do the open work within it, we need to add tie-ins that are stronger with other communities, specifically standards organizations. And I really think that the U.S.'s collaborative exposition workshop is one example that is a really good organization that does workshops that we need to tie in. And right now we excuse me for a second. Sorry about that. Right now we tie into it by announcing it, but I think sometimes maybe we could do some follow up discussions that stem from that workshop or others like it. And gain a lot of value within our community. And then finally, and yes, I have thought about this, that's why I've got a list, we may want to consider a policy on bifurcating or maybe trifurcating of work that's done, that's incubated within the Ontolog group, that then would be needing funding support or may have more industry connections or research groups from universities, and where everything won't be using open sources, open protocols, open, that we may want to consider where those types of things could live and how we could continue to feed them, be keeping ours as a pure open environment.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that topic has come up a number of times. It's a thorny one.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be something to get
back. It's like what my dean said at the Ontology Summit. Everyone needs to have an open slide. So, which means, I mean, I think at the Ontology Summit, I mean, the one word open, of course, and the flip side, proprietary, has been sort of the single most discussed, debated, argued subject, almost.
Okay.
Of course, other than repository.
Okay. Good list. Thank you. I'm looking at the clock. We've used up about a half hour, which means we've only got about an hour left. Is there anybody here that's going to need to leave before noon Pacific? Sounds good. Can anybody go longer?
I would suggest we stop at this, and if we just need another 5-10 minutes or 15 minutes, then we could go longer. Otherwise, I can see sort of shaping the whole thing and up. I mean, building a skeleton and then maybe continuing into more depth next Thursday or the one after that. We don't actually have events planned between now and some time. I mean, the first date that's really seriously being considered is September 25th, of course, prior to this meeting. And this
okay.
meeting can change it all.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a lot to cover. I just don't see us getting through all of it today. So that's good to know.
Right. You just consider this as a start. I would I think, be the right attitude almost.
Okay. I think we're ready to move on to item 4. Let's talk a little bit about the relevance of Ontolog, value to membership. Who wants to jump in there? Are we on track?
I guess we, since Mike probably has not been in these meetings or help organize events, so maybe we'll start with Mike. I mean, since you are in a great position to give us a fairly objective look, and then we can go maybe down the list. with people who have been around long enough. I mean, because we probably would all think that we are doing a great job, but we need someone to give us a reality check.
Okay, thanks. Well, as I said before, I was really delighted to find this facility. I can't even remember how I found it, but the discussions, the events, are brilliant. I mean, you know, I'm not just saying that, but you know, the number of conversations on the email threads where you mark things and come back and save them and put them where you can find them again because so much relevant information goes by. And certainly the events that I've dialed into have been very good. No, if you wanted an outside perspective to sort of pour cold water on things, I'm not the one because I think it's been great.
Thank you. That's encouraging.
If we were to do something different, anything come to mind that would be useful?
Can't think of anything. I'm sure there are things that one could think of, but nothing comes to mind. No.
Okay. Ken, your thoughts?
We had a very nice series on the databases.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having a kind of series, having series on a theme in, like that would be a very good way to, you know, kind of attract attention from outside the community. Get more general interest. So if we just focus on things within the community, we might not get as much of an audience.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I don't know right now. I don't have a good idea what, you know, what the theme could be.
I'd be eager to hear your thoughts. Michelle?
Okay, it takes me a moment to switch back to Skype and turn my mic back on. I think we're doing a lot of things right. I really do. I think that the members are getting, the members who are the ones that join and then stick around are really getting a lot out of this. There's a lot of great discussion, a lot of thought-provoking things, and things that can go back and be brought into either practice or publication or, you know, advance it or, you know, some software development and things that are actually coming out of the OOR group. I do think that the series work has been wonderful, both what was done with NASA and then the database and the real short kind of couple of sessions on rules. I'd like to see some continuation along those lines where we hit some of the heavier issues of, you know, merging data, being able to look at knowledge sources and terminology, maybe pick some of the harder sticking points as thought-provoking workshops. I think that's something that might kind of start. What happened for me a couple of, starting about 10 years back, I was the crazy woman in the room who thought that you could start to auto-generate user interfaces and that they could actually be usable. And now if I say that, it's not crazy. And that's, I think, a lot what happens in this community is that we can start with something that might sound a little bit crazy, and then we're going to see it become a reality. The other thing, though, is I'd like to see that things like our what came out of the symposium, we wrote a nice statement. We need to get that out more into the public. That's what I would see going forward.
And let's see, Doug, I don't think we've heard from you.
Well, I was going to say, with respect to relevance, that's a little bit of a tricky question because it's such a diverse community. Lots of things are relevant. And everything I see on the, so far in Ontolog is relevant to what I do. I find it very interesting. I don't think I've been bored by anything that's happened here. I think the teleconference series is, all of them are extraordinary. So I hope we keep doing that sort of thing. It might be nice to every once in a while tie the discussions, or at least seek some kind of link between the discussions on the forum and the series, but I don't have a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing that up because it seems like we have these really great presentations of things that are of very much of interest to everybody that's talking in the forum, but after the presentation, we don't see any discussion on the forum about what happened in the teleconference. And that's a little bit disappointing to me, but then it's a pretty rich discussion. So anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay. Peter, do you want to jump in?
Yes, I sort of like to concur with Ken's point and say that Ontolog, incidentally, is like four or five different and very distinct things. I mean, almost disjoint. I mean, you on the mailing list, I mean, you can see people who really make major contributions. For example, the John Sowa, Pat Hayes, Chris Menzel type people, and you hardly ever see them, for example, speaking or presenting. And then those who are presenting, I mean, they're people who are heavy on, let's say, the showing us the work, like for example, the Stanford people and so on, and they hardly ever show up in the discussions. And of course, then there are the mini series, which again, maybe they were designed that way, were totally disjoint, like the NASA collaboration. And, for example, the NIST collaboration never sort of mixed, despite the fact that I almost personally try to get the right people into the mix. I mean, in the OKMDS instance, I mean, we brought the collaborative expedition workshop. I mean, that's Susan Turnbull. We brought Steve Ray and, of course, the NASA people. I mean, the CTO, Andrew Shane and Gene Holmes. Into the organizing committee. But still, well, we ended up not really having all the parties embrace. Of course, all these people are extremely busy people. So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe there are ways to improve on it. So I sort of resound Doug's word that it's very diverse and it's almost relevant in particular instances to particular segments of the community. I mean, we could discuss whether we should continue this way or maybe we should do something to get the communities and the work to integrate a bit more. I don't know. I would be interested to see some discussion on this part, actually.
Okay. Let's see. The thoughts that kind of come to my mind, looking back, I forgot it was around 2002 that we put this thing together. Yeah, I'd say from my mind, I'm amazed at how much energy there is in this community. I don't have any real question about whether it's going to sustain itself. At the same time, a lot of you have mentioned kind of this divergent diversity. I have a tough time putting my finger really on what the focus of this community is. And I don't think that's necessarily a problem, but it makes it hard to characterize. So I'm kind of impressed with where it's going, and you know, I'm particularly impressed that those of you who have come into the community relatively recently are involved in this planning exercise. I think that's kind of another indication of strength, same value, even if it can't be really characterized all that concretely. I'd like to kind of continue on this value assessment thing, but let's specifically focus on what we think the weaknesses or problem areas are, room for improvement, that type of thing. Doug, you want to go ahead and kick that off?
Not really, but I don't know. Weaknesses and problems are kind of hard to focus on because it's, like you said, it's hard to know exactly what the sort of crisp objective is. I don't really see any weaknesses, you know, from my particular view. I think some people, I think I'll wait and hear what everybody else has to say.
Okay. Thank you. Mike?
Still trying to think of something. I'm just wondering, I mentioned before about keeping a watching brief on where things are with standards and so on. And I wonder if maybe some kind of background programs like that and maybe some way of, I don't know, having the occasional position paper or something that comes from the community as a respected community and sort of has some weight and has some impact as a result of that. It might be an area to look at. I don't know how that would work, though.
And I'm going to jump in here just briefly and editorialize a little. We have actually found ourselves in that role in the past. We have in the community, or at least a subset of the community, has engaged in that activity. One of the things that made it difficult was the fact that if your assessment is not positive and glowing, you risk alienating and causing a whole series of political issues. So the fact that it's an open, and the goal here is to be open and engaging and have everybody participate as fully as they want, makes it a little bit difficult to be critical. So not that it
I'm just
won't
picking
happen
out loud,
but that's kind of what part some of our experience was with it in the past. So I think it's a good idea. Anything else? Okay, Michelle?
One thing I was considering, and I actually started poking around at this, is creating an Ontolog dashboard that would be like a Google plugin that could show what's going on in forum, what's the presentation coming up, and where folks could. I use the Gmail a lot and put keywords in there to separate out the discussion in the forum so that I can kind of scan it more easily, so there just isn't time to read it all in my current position. And I think that if, and the RSS feed, I believe we do have some sort of RSS feed. Peter, is that true? I remember hearing about it at some point, but I've never really looked for it.
Yeah, we have the RSS feed on the changes on the wiki. Yeah, if you scroll down to the bottom right corner, you can see the familiar RSS orange button. You can get a feed on the recent changes on the wiki. If you're just tracking events, then that would be great because we definitely post all events onto the wiki. But if you're tracking discussions, then we don't have the same feature on, let's say, the Ontolog forum, the email list.
And I do that by a little application out of my Gmail account to be able to pop up the ones I'm interested in. But I think that if we made a tool like that readily available, that a lot of folks do have, you know, something in the corner of their screen that might entice them to participate or have something that catches their interest more frequently.
I like the sound of that. I guess to kind of jump in from my side on issues, it's one of the things I find difficult is just the volume of discussion. I risk getting into a lot of trouble here if I'll go on the record. The last message I've read in the normal forum was August of 2007. As I take about a weekend every once in a while and try to get caught up, but so far I haven't been able to be too successful at that. The administrative stuff I follow pretty closely, but the forum, that's a lot of stuff to get through. So, yeah, I think a dashboard or something like that might actually be helpful. Let's see.
Someone just joined us.
Oh, who joined us?
Bob.
Hi, Bob. Why don't we do a little bit of catch-up? Bob, you want to give us a quick introduction to the rest of the group?
Yeah, I'm Bob Smith, a long-term member working with several other ontology projects, such as the Building Service Performance, retired university professor.
Any expectations for this meeting? Any expectations for this meeting, Bob?
Any which?
Expectations.
Wisdom.
There you go.
Yeah, so for those who have not had a chance to meet Bob, I mean, Bob is really, I mean, one of the drivers of the community. He has sort of led some of the very interesting efforts, including like help ontology, ontologizing the ontolog body of knowledge, and of course, as you mentioned, the recently started building services performance subcommunity that's being incubated here, among which Michelle, Rex Brooks, and Bob and several others are sort of co-conveners.
Okay. So we're now discussing kind of weaknesses, issues, areas of improvement for Ontolog. Mike, have I asked you to kick in yet?
You did, yeah. Although just listening to those last couple of points, I just wondered. There is a huge volume of stuff in the forum area. I've got about 22 unread messages just since this morning, and it's all really good stuff. So it's very hard. You can't just flick through it. It's not people shouting abuse at each other or anything like that. It's all solid stuff. Wouldn't it be great if somewhere down the line, like this dashboard idea that Michelle was saying, if there was some way of tagging some of the stuff in there or of fetching out a message that appears right in the middle of the thread in which two or three people look at it and go, you know what, I want to be able to find that again and somehow get some of those gems out where they can be found. Because, you know, one lets the messages back up because there's so much good stuff and you've got a deadline tomorrow and you know you want to read this stuff properly and then you never do.
Or even another thought that kind of hits me, but the question is who would do it? And that would be some form of a digest. I've seen a few communities that have actually been able to support that over time. But that takes a lot of resources. Maybe, Ken, some of your students?
Yeah, I often have students that are looking for, you know, research projects. And so if people have specific things that they feel ought to be done, they can't do it themselves, they would like to find somebody to investigate it, to develop tools. I often have students who would just love to do that.
Okay. Anybody else I missed on this round? Issues, rooms, areas of improvement, that type of thing?
Go ahead. Oh, all right. I already spoke, but this gave me a... What would it take for us to, since we're going to be doing the Open Ontology repository work, if we took the content of the Ontolog forum and the presentations and the chats and the audio and all of that and considered it to be a repository and put an ontology over it so that we could then use the semantic tools to enable exactly what you're talking about, be able to pick out a message in the middle of a conversation thread and have that appear to you, because we've done that in the repository of everything that's part of Ontolog, and we then have the ontology that overlays it, and then we can apply the tools.
Reactions to that?
There used to be a project to ontologize Ontolog, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing project, which has been, unfortunately, it's been going in fits and starts rather than continuously. But, work has been done on this.
Yes, I think this is always relevant. I'm glad this is brought up. So Ontolog's body of knowledge, it's great. I mean, we get sort of kudos, all around, except that it's way too heavy, and nobody can really wrap their hands or their mind around it without further structure or further help in navigating it. The Bob's proposed Texel Thesaurus project, which he and Denise Bassett co-led, is a sort of a great start towards that. But again, people are busy. We hardly even see Denise Bassett anymore. Given her sort of work schedule, and of course, it becomes extremely difficult. I think I want to get back to Mike's suggestion about tagging. Actually, during an early discussion of the Texel Thesaurus project, tagging was brought up heavily. By the IBM people, Michael Maximilian. From IBM Armadon Research has been sort of totally for it. They've got an architecture that really puts some meat behind that kind of work, which is called UEMA. And I think we probably would want to explore that more, especially if as Kurt says, no single person can do it. Maybe we could use the Web 2.0 or 2.5 or whatever techniques and spread it out to everybody else, or maybe to the rest of the world. That
reminds me of something else, Peter. I was going to bring up the Texel Thesaurus project, and we were building progress, I thought, and had some tools, but the tools were kind of flaky at the time and just didn't have the bandwidth and the horsepower to complete using the tools to accomplish a particular project and get results that we could compare with expectations. And you were talking about Max's stuff, and that's what triggered the Texel Thesaurus project, actually. Kept any track of HALO, the Stanford Research Institute's effort on converting messages and email activities into a schedule for a particular individual in a work group?
Yes. I mean, we actually, Ontolog actually has the only public HALO presentation that's online. Because a lot of the work has been done under wraps, from DARPA. But that's relevant, and part of it, they've got like part of the tool set, called Open Iris is open and downloadable. A lot of work
I mean, to bring it to bear. But while you're talking about Halo, there's Halo, which again, Mark Reeves presented not too long ago, and they are moving, again, I mean, because of the huge volume of information, I mean, they are moving towards a semantic wiki approach. And I'm glad to announce that two things. One, CIM3 and Ken Bukowski's team have actually been working on some work towards sort of in MediaWiki, and we have jointly sort of developing a contribution called the Purple MediaWiki, which would be compatible with semantic MediaWiki. So from wearing my CIM3 hat, my next migration of the Ontolog body of knowledge is to move everything on the wiki now, which is on Purple Wiki, to what I would call a Purple Semantic Media Wiki, so that we can make use of the Semantic Media Wiki infrastructure, as well as sustaining the Purple numbering, fine-grain accessibility feature that we are so proud of. So that is in store from the technical point. I beg your pardon?
A quick question for you. Any chance of seeing table support in that cycle?
And any chance of what?
Seeing support for tables with that release?
Table? Yes. Since when we moved to MediaWiki, several things would be interesting. One, MediaWiki supports a lot of extensions, and there are huge number of extensions already built, like forms, tables, and so on. It also supports like pre-formatted HTML, so you can embed in a whole sort of HTML piece within the wiki, which Purple Wiki is not doing. That said, I mean, there are also extensions. The reason why I brought up Halo is that, I mean, the Halo project people have also found that they needed something that Semantic Media Wiki has not been providing, and they had developed what they call Halo extensions that sort of synthesize part of, I mean, I would not say synthesize, but at least, I mean, the synthesis is human, but at least draw out part of the highlight information and put them onto sidebars on the Semantic Media Wiki. So that, I mean, when that is in place, we'll almost definitely look towards putting that extension in place. Also, I mean, just for those who were not following the Texel Thesaurus project, most of the data that's within the Ontolog body of knowledge now is actually smart data. I mean, I mean, 90% of it you can't even see, because most of the files, like the PowerPoint files, the audio files, are all tagged. They follow. Let's say they have there's an ID3 tag on all the recordings. So once we have a structure to navigate and access those information, I mean, the whole thing will come to life. I mean, we have gone through great lengths actually building the metadata into the body of knowledge all these years. I mean, not just recently, but this has gone on for years. It's just that it's not accessible because we don't have the tools to access them yet.
And so, what kind of tools are on the horizon or about to be on the horizon that meet your requirements for appropriate navigation of this body of knowledge?
I think almost anything that anybody develops for XML or for RDF, OWL would be relevant, because, I mean, these are the type of technology that has been used in capturing the metadata. That said, I mean, I am placing high hopes on OOR as sort of a platform to develop the tools.
Right.
We have OOR, a major OOR session tomorrow, which essentially kicks off the development project, not the discussion project. We've done the discussion project with Ontology Summit 2008. Tomorrow is sort of the kickoff point for making this into an open source tools development. Of course, I mean, we are not starting from ground zero, but we already have, like, the recent announcement of BioPortal 2.0, and so on. And those will be sort of the shoulder that we are stepping on to get these things off the ground. So it's going to be exciting. We will be building tools, but at least the OOR people will be building tools, and hopefully it will kick off with volunteer efforts. And if it goes on the way we are looking at it, hopefully people will find it meaningful enough to fund it, and that could be interesting.
In terms of how we organize and present current data and then past data, I think the discussion we're having right now is excellent. Is it being recorded?
It is being recorded.
Great. In the past, we've had client areas, you might say. We spent a lot of time with the EBXML early on, and then over the last 5 years, it's been on the healthcare industry increasingly. And recently, very recently, I've been struck by the development of ontologies within a quite different sphere, and that's the building industry, the architects, the engineers, the construction people, the finance people, the mortgage people, all looking at homes and building, you might say, dictionaries or ontologies about what a house is and the services that a house or a building or a factory or a nuclear generating plant is expected to do. It seems like there may be some interest in looking at the ontologizing efforts being done outside of healthcare, outside of the EBXML world, and into construction or some aspect of that construction, particularly as it relates to the growing trends in green building, waste reduction, water conservation, energy reduction, energy efficiency, and carbon footprint reduction. Each of those terms are politically very important. They have high value, and they're too messy to really deal with in contractual terms as they stand. They beg for more of an ontological framework. And the second summit, I thought, had an excellent way of describing the relationships between folksonomies, taxonomies, thesauri, data models, and ontologies. And I think that would be good to kind of revisit where the various domains are of reasonably high priority of interest to the members.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Yeah, I would say I would encourage everyone here to join us at the OOR call tomorrow and look at that as sort of an extension of this call, but more focused on the tools side of things. So if you want to talk about tools a lot more, tomorrow would provide the time and a good forum for it. And I'm also glad that, I mean, on the OOR effort, besides just leaving it to a sort of our semantic web community, we do keep sort of a ontolog focus, sort of, I would say a characteristic ontolog focus, which I think is one of the things that separates ontolog from a lot of the semantic web community, in that within ontolog we still have people who believe very fundamental things like philosophy, like foundation or upper ontology, and believing that that would be important to facilitate data interoperability or information interoperability. So I wanted to comment on Mike Bennett's work, which I guess some of you may not have had a chance to see. Mike, you did make a post this morning, so if people follow through from your link, I mean, they will see it. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you actually recognize the fact that, I mean, one needs to have an upper ontology, and the upper ontology will need to be integrated or at least relevant to other existing upper ontology before we can fully capitalize on sort of making ontology our tool to towards interoperability. So and for OOR, way at the front, we have said while OWL and SCOS and RDF are embraced, we definitely want to keep a focus on first order logic and common logic. So on the panel tomorrow, actually we have Bill Anderson, who will be defending or at least advocating the first order logic and common logic position. Bill and his team, although they are doing proprietary work, or at least they're doing like defense and security related work, which he cannot talk about very much. But we know he's one of the few people who are actually doing good work, making use of common logic. So stay tuned.
I sense a pause in the action, so I get to talk again. I'm looking at the schedule. We've got about a half hour left. I'm looking at our agenda. I think it'd be really tough to get an item 5 planning events for the next couple of quarters. I know how long those discussions take place. So what I'd like to do is leave us on item 4, which is really kind of where this thing should head generally going into the future, and try to get the conversation rolling. Doug, I don't think we've heard from you in a while. Kind of what's going on in your head?
I was actually over reading about the semantic media web wiki. So I have to get my mind together and get back in the discussion. Why don't you pass this to somebody else?
No problem. Ken?
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
We have a subpage called What's in Store, where I have sort of clustered some of the things that have been going through, flying through the monitor screen, and I suggest at least, I mean, we will come back next week to discuss more on things, but we should sort of quickly scan through the clusters, and we should at least identify one event, which I think I owe an answer to what's his name, the good relations people, Martin Happ, because he has just released the work. He actually wanted to present it today. I said, I mean, you can't present it today. Then he said, I'm going on a vacation. I'll be back, but can I do it on the September 25th? So since September 25th is about a month away, we should at least corner that date so that I can get back to Martin on that. One particular question, maybe if everyone can click on that what's in store page.
Okay.
My particular question is, we have a bunch of emerging ontology or vocabulary, control vocabulary work, which is like under the purple number 1KPT, under the heading second sub-bullet called Emerging Ontological Work Products. That includes like Biocaster, Umbel, Wound Ontology, Good Relations Ontology, the Marine Metadata Interoperability Project, Mike Bennett's EDM Council Semantic Repository, and Pat Cassidy's Cosmo. So that's more than a handful.
Mm-hmm.
If we give everyone a sort of 2-hour session to tell us about it, that would take up like a good part of a year to go through that, go through them. Maybe we should sort of cluster them and sort of go through them through maybe one or two sessions, back-to-back sessions, maybe within 2 weeks or maybe with, and so on. So I wanted to discuss, and if, for example, we say, okay, let's take two back-to-back weeks and have all these people run down what they have, in store, then maybe September 25th would be a good start date, and then the date right after that, which will be the October 2nd, maybe we can lock in two dates, and I can start going out and contact each of these people, ask if they are available, fit them into a schedule, and so on and so forth. We have 7 people here. I think by the time we are done, we'll probably add 1 or 2 more, or maybe 1 or 2 will drop out. So we probably will have like 7 or 8 instances which we can fit into maybe 2 sessions or 3.
So, Peter, my reaction to this idea is I'm leaning towards having 2 per session. So we're targeting
2 per session,
about an hour. That take a few more sessions, but I know what these presentations look like. And I'd be concerned if we try to get 3 in a single presentation block.
I agree.
I agree, too.
All really great work. I mean, if you follow the link, I mean, you can see how much has come out, I mean, in the last year or so.
Right. And I think the way I would temper this is, if this is a project launch or kind of somewhere in the middle status type thing, you know, then maybe 3 per presentation or 3 per session wouldn't be too bad. But if it's more or less a complete or a released or near complete project, I think you're going to want to try to give them close to an hour.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. I think in these, the detail is very interesting. And if you make it too short, you get just an overview. You miss the things, at least that are interesting to me.
Okay.
So
fantastic. So shall we say, I mean, do we want like 3 weeks in a row, or I mean, if you have 8, that's like 4 weeks in a row. Do we want to have like 2 every month and have it spread out into 2 months, or do we want like 4 consecutive weeks, 1 week after another? So that we keep the momentum going. Any thoughts on that?
My bias would be to get them as close together as possible, because it makes it a little easier to publicize it and keep the interest sustained, I think.
But do people burn out? I mean, if you have to come like 4 Thursdays in a row.
Well, it's not like you have to come. We've got the recordings and all that, but I think it actually makes it a little bit easier to schedule.
I think it also helps advance the discussion on the forum if the excitement continues. If there's not a drop off between sessions.
That's a good performance indicator.
Okay, so let me capture this. Emerging work product showcases. Let's do two per session, for 3 or 4 consecutive weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 consecutive weeks. First one starting September 25th, maybe.
Works for me.
Or even earlier.
And perhaps the final one would be a bring everyone back and have a discussion based on what was brought forth, and that might also encourage folks to do more discussion in the forum, knowing that there would be an open discussion period on the fifth session or something.
I hear.
But if you could, if you present it as having a common theme, and then that would kind of encourage discussion in the forum as things go along, especially if you post up a short summary from each section so that the author of that session knows that his stuff's going to be or her stuff's going to be commented on and they better be in there to defend it, then I think you'd get a lot of energy going through the forum in between.
Okay, I just capture that. If you refresh your page and go down item number 5, first sub-bullet. So reference the emerging ontology work product showcases. Let's do 2 per session on 3 to 5 consecutive weeks. The first one starting 9:18 or 9:25. Encourage discussion on the forum and feature a closing session to bring everyone back for open discussion. Does that pretty much capture the idea?
Think so.
We need a champion. Kurt, do you and Dwayne, I mean, since you and Dwayne, we were talking, when Martin had started talking, we were sort of referring to you and Dwayne, and particularly, I mean, with the ontology implementation session. Do you want to continue to use that as a platform, or you want something else?
I kind of
make this into a mini series or whatever.
Yeah, I think this is a mini series. I think it's a different topic. What we were doing on the implementers was really looking at the tool side, tool and technology implementers, as opposed to ontology
content. So these are all content.
Yeah. So I really think it's a different topic. I wouldn't try to shoehorn it in.
All right. Okay. Then does anyone want to champion this? Champion meaning to sort of do all the administration, chair the sessions. I will do some of the logistics work, but I definitely want others to chime in also.
The silence is deafening.
I beg your pardon? Oh, okay.
If you want me to chair them, I suppose I could do that and handle administration. Because I'd certainly be attending the session and might as well chair it.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I have something else I'd like to add to this. This is all projects that are either done or heading toward being done in some sense. It would be nice if we could also have people talk about what ought to be done. Some, you know, more like, here's an area that hasn't been attacked yet, kind of thing.
Wouldn't that be sort of something, maybe a different series, or maybe one of the things that we could maybe feature in the wrap up session?
So, now, I'm wondering how we could fit that in. Would it be part of this or separate? Could it be part of wrap-up? Would it be a different audience? I don't know.
It's a different audience.
I guess whoever champions it, if it's you have a lot of say. I mean, in configuring it to sort of the best the way you wanted it presented, the way you see it as being relevant. Nobody thinks alike, so that's why we need a champion, because then it will be coherent. At least it's coherent to one person's vision as to how this should be put together.
It'd be really nice if somebody, you know, people from industry actually were involved in this rather than. I tend to be more academically oriented.
You mean involved, meaning the presentations or someone champion? The champion.
Well, just finding speakers, finding.
No, we've already got 7 or 8 speakers. I mean, this is not finding. I mean, these are people who are already lined up. We've sort of invited them over the last few months and say, I will come back to you when we have something pulled together. So all these work, I mean, have already been in one way or another been sort of hoisted up onto the Ontolog forum. I mean, Umbel, there was some discussion on Umbel, there was some discussion, I mean, Mike Bennett just posted his semantic vocabulary, and so on.
No, I agree with that. I'm just wondering if, perhaps we have another session where we try to get people who would, you know, kind of explain what they need and, you know, what isn't yet being served within their domain.
Yeah, it's
a different animal from what we're talking now.
It almost sounds like it'd be a service. So it'd be somebody in a broader community would come to Ontolog and say, I think I might have an ontology problem. Do I? And if it is an ontology problem, then how do you get the ontology project going? I like that as an idea. Logistically, I'm trying to think through how you'd actually make that work.
Yeah, actually, I got one from someone in Amsterdam at one point. And the person suggested, he said, I mean, can you do a thing called, like, Ask the Expert? And maybe one week per month, or at least in a few consecutive sessions, feature some experts and then allow people to just join the session and ask questions about, I mean, how do I do this? How do I do that? What needs to be done? What's around? And so on. I said, I mean, that sounds interesting. I said I would bring it up on a planning session. So I'm glad, Ken, you brought this up. So.
Yeah, could we put that on the agenda for a later planning session?
Sure. So I will put down candidates under candidates. So do you see your idea as the same idea or different?
Yeah, that sounds good. I like this idea. Having it as a regular session would be good too, then. Because people are discovering ontologies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Another thought that kind of comes to mind that might help this type of session would be to actually post a wiki page where people could put their questions in the queue ahead of time. We might even find that mechanism could be what we use to trigger one of these sessions. So put your questions in. When the questions get to a certain point, we can, quote-unquote, pick the expert based on the questions which have been submitted, schedule the event, you know, have the open conversation. There's no reason not to. but at least have something to seed it with.
Okay, so did do I capture that? I mean, have a wiki page where people can post questions, and we collect when we collect enough interesting ones, and we can cluster them and bring in the right expert and have people ask them.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Part of the problem I think that Ken identified is we're all part of the choir, and it's the people outside of the analog conversation that have problems that may not be recognized in their mind as having an ontology capability. So I'm wondering about the outreach, and that's why I brought up the building industry as one area where there's a lot of concern, but they don't know what to call their problem. Certainly, a lot of them do not see ontology as having any relevance, so it's kind of the outreach to attractive targets. Is that what you had in mind, Ken?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Plus, it would also at times furnish opportunities for research projects, not just for myself, but for many other people in academics. Some really interesting project comes out of some industry, some interesting question comes out of industry. You know, this could be a really interesting project for academics, and we're kind of linked together the academic and industrial concerns.
Yeah, I was at a workshop last week with people from the California Energy Commission trying to implement parts of AB 32. And they were putting a RFP together, and the workshop was basically how would you construct an ideal community using renewable energy, and how would you frame that RFP so that it handles all the appropriate ontological issues. And that would be a good example in my mind of a point at which ontology, a little ontology would go a long ways. Mm. And the ontology, I mean not ontology, but as a framework for looking at what a good RFP in the energy domain, renewable energy domain, could bring as a synthesis and of tracking the promises that are typically made by people responding to an RFP.
Yeah,
because I think the real problem is how to hear from industry subject matter experts, and the one thing you can be sure of is that the question is never going to have the word ontology in it. You know, I was told with my financial stuff to keep the philosophy out of sight, and any attempt to explain ontology is seen as a technical explanation of a technical thing. So that is an interesting problem.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it is a fact that people will, you know, however they will manage, they'll come across this subject, and then they'll say, "Hey, you know, I bet I could use that." So
it's like software development. The framing requirements as being separate from technology and being manageable at a business level, and so on.
Right,
it's definitely possible to do that.
Another thought that kind of hit me on this topic is, now let me just say it this way. I think it's going to be hard to avoid some level of self-selection. It's difficult to go out and evangelize in other communities. Not that it couldn't be done. I think the flip side of it, though, is if someone from one of those communities, for some reason, stumbles into ours, it would be good if we gave them a nice, comfortable starting point so they could kind of self-identify that I'm wondering if this is something I should be paying attention to. And
a nice big welcome, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, that would be very helpful because I'm sure I'm just one case in point in a large corporation. Mine happens to be Honeywell. And because I'm in the research labs, folks out in the divisions will contact someone in the labs and say, I have a question about this standard, or I'm trying to do this with knowledge and be able to put it together in such and such a way so that I can only get, I can infer this or that or this and decide on something. And luckily, within the lab, we've got some semblance of who has what knowledge, and these things pretty much all get shunted to me now. And my time load is starting to become overwhelmed with it, which is good. It's not good in that I don't have a charge number with it usually, but it's good that so many folks out in so many different parts of the divisions of a large corporation are starting to ask these questions about knowledge management, knowledge services, and actually using the term ontology in their questions. It might mean something different, but it's getting to me, and I've had to start making my own little welcome mat and try and direct them to the Ontolog Forum or to another standards or to a standards body, et cetera. And it would be nice because you're not always going to have necessarily, I'm not going to be at Honeywell forever, and my counterparts in the other organizations, we just happen to pop up. It's not a job that's created. So an Ontolog welcome mat would be a real aid to those of us who have popped up in these organizations. And it's not just industry, it's also academics and government where, you know, us pop-up people happen.
Yeah, you know, instead of just letting someone loose and hitting them with the fire hose.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we do now.
Yeah, and that's what I started with, was just go look at this. And they came back all wet and said, that's too scary. Thank you very much. Can you just tell me about this?
Okay. Since we like 2 minutes to 12, and I can see two things that could be reduced to action items. One is or at least it reduced to decisions. One is that we do agree to feature a ontology showcase series. And let's say for champions, Ken volunteers, may I suggest a co-champion, Mike? Would you, since you will be one of the people presenting a piece of work, so you would definitely come from a mindset of, what others who are in a similar shoe would be looking for. So would you and Ken be willing to co-champion this series, which would put to 5 consecutive weekly sessions with 2 people every week presenting their ontology, and then maybe encouraging people to discuss it on the forum, and then having an open discussion closing session where we bring everyone back to sit on the panel.
I'd love to help out. I didn't want to put myself forward as a champion because I'm very new to all this and I could be doing it all completely wrong, you know.
I'm going to interrupt,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, anything I can do to help. Sorry?
Mike, I'm going to interrupt. I was very new and got pulled in and did Ontology Summit this year, and it was one of the greatest experiences for me. Take it on.
Brilliant. Thank you. Well, yeah, I'd certainly love to help with championing that and stir things up in the forums. I'm quite good at that kind of thing. So yeah, count me in certainly, and I'll answer to Ken, isn't it? Who's the champion?
Okay, we'll all stay fairly closely together to bring this to life. Okay, the other action item that we could be done is to sort of start a page and to get people sort of to embrace a thing where they could ask ontology experts, whatever question ontology-related questions, and when we have enough of that, we can cluster that and then start featuring some sort of an Ask the Expert session. And I need someone to champion that, and actually I would propose one person who is a sort of a veteran, and then I will hopefully bring in maybe Sven von Puka from Amsterdam, who actually originally proposed this idea, and I could sort of ping him to see if he would be the co-champion of this. So how does that sound? So this involves starting a page, getting some momentum behind it, instigating a discussion on the forum, maybe sometimes, I mean, synthesizing what's discussed on the mailing list into the wiki page, and then organizing maybe Ask the Expert discussion session, virtual sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Did you capture all of that on the wiki?
No, let's again, for the lack of term titles, let's just call this the Ask the Experts initiative.
Project.
Oh, okay. And whoever is championing it, I mean, is free to modify the title as long as we go in sort of somewhat the direction that has been discussed. I mean, feel free to improvise and innovate. So who from a veteran group would like to take this on? Or want to propose who would be a good candidate?
Kurt, Leo?
Hey, Bob, you want to roll this one again, together again? Bob.
Yeah, we could start off with seeding the page with some questions.
Okay, so why don't I do this? I just would say Kurt, Bob, and Sven von Cooper, if he agrees also.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds great. And I need to look up his name. So I just captured that on the notes, and if you look below on under item 5, if you refresh your page, look under item 5, and
Kurt and Kurt, start a page.
No, the Kurt and Kurt. Let me clean this up.
Ken and Kurt.
Not Ken and not. So actually, Ken and Kurt suggested. So the two suggested, I mean, doing this. Okay. Back to you, Kurt.
Now, how does this relate to the Welcome to Onalog, Welcome Matt page? Is it the same?
I think it may be a link off of the Welcome Matt. I think the Welcome Matt should have some really basic stuff that they can just look at and handle themselves first. And we've already got a good start on that.
Yes, this will be like the project page, like, let's say, our Open Ontology Repository or Ontology Summit 2008. I mean, it will be a page or set of pages on their own with sort of a very conspicuous spot on the Ontolog homepage, I guess. But we'll still have to advertise it over the mailing list, or maybe send out invitations to the broader community and so on to get people to use it. Silence?
Hello?
Still there? Yes.
Well, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah. I think everyone still are. It's just my other phone ringing. My apologies.
Okay. So at this point, we're a little over past 12 o'clock. Does anybody have anything else that we need to deal with right now before we wrap this up? Going once, going twice. Thank you, everybody. And
thank you, Kurt.
Same bat channel, same bat time next week.
Yep.
So, yeah, same time. Tomorrow we have the OOR panel, so please come. So we will continue this discussion next week.
Good. Till then.
Okay.
Thanks, Kurt.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kurt. Bye.
Wonderful. Thanks. Bye.